Welcome back, Isabel. I'm Calm Professional Female. Today, we're exploring one of the most consequential judgments in early-stage investing. When should founders raise a smaller round now to create the conditions for a stronger round later? And when are they genuinely better served by bootstrapping? This is not simply a choice between speed and ownership. Capital can buy runway, talent, product development, distribution, regulatory preparation, and the freedom to pursue opportunities before a market window closes. But it also introduces dilution, expectations, governance obligations, and a financing clock. Money is useful only when it converts into meaningful progress more efficiently than the company could achieve without it. For an investor, that creates an important ethical boundary. The goal is not to convince every promising founder to accept capital. It is to help founders determine whether a specific amount of capital can move the business toward a clearly more valuable and defensible state. A good proposal should make that conversion visible. This much funding supports these priorities, extends runway under realistic assumptions, and targets milestones that could improve the company's options. Those milestones differ by business. They might include evidence of repeatable demand, stronger retention, improving unit economics, technical validation, a critical hire, reliable deployment, or a distribution channel that begins to scale. The central question is whether reaching them creates a genuine valuation inflection point, or merely more activity and a larger burn rate. We'll also consider the risks on both sides. Bootstrapping can preserve control and encourage discipline, yet waiting too long may leave founders raising from weakness, especially if runway becomes short or competitors gain ground. Raising early can strengthen leverage and execution capacity, but an oversized round may create expectations the company is not ready to satisfy. A smaller round can be a useful bridge only when it is large enough to reach the intended proof point, with room for delays and learning. The most persuasive investor case, therefore, begins with founder outcomes rather than investor urgency. It acknowledges dilution openly, compares credible funded and unfunded paths, and explains the practical support accompanying the check. For companies using AI or other rapidly evolving technologies, disciplined evidence matters, especially. Capital should accelerate learning, not disguise uncertainty. So as we begin, hold on to one framing question. What must become demonstrably true before the company's next raise? And is outside capital the best way to make it true?